We're glad that you're with us on the Friday edition of Man to Man Express. I'm Dave Beggary, along with Brian Doyle, director of the Iron Sharpens Iron 2006 Men's Conference. We have the time on Fridays to talk with Pat Morley. We bring Pat on the phone, and we're talking about Pat's weekly briefing. This is a briefing that you can sign up for by email subscription, but you can get all the info today at mantomanexpress.com.
Pat, you've talked a little bit to us in the past about how men need something they can give their lives to, primarily something that will give them significance. Let's talk about how men not only want significance, but need it.
Take that up to 30,000 feet. Right. You know, I've been working with men for more than 30 years, and I think, you know, you guys have been at it for a long, long time, too. I kind of have boiled my list down to three things I think that men want. Want to know what they are?
Yeah, give it to us.
Love to hear it.
Good, because I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
First, you know, men want something they can give their lives to. That's a cause. Second, they want someone to share it with. That's relationships. And third, they want a system that gives some kind of a reasonable explanation for why one and two are so difficult. So something to give your life to, someone to share it with, and a system that gives a reasonable explanation for why it's so hard, which, of course, the system that we all subscribe to is Christianity.
Mm. So when you say a cause, this is like tapping into a man's desire for significance in his life.
Yes. I've it's been said, and I've said it, that really the need to be significant really does seem to be a man's greatest need, or at least his greatest desire. When Shackleton took his famous 1914 polar expedition down into the Antarctic, he ran an ad in England. It said, men wanted for hazardous journey, small wagers, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in case of success.
Wow.
He only needed 27 men, yet 5,000 men applied for those jobs.
That's incredible. They applied, 5,000 men applied because of that small want ad?
Yep. Now, why do you think they did that?
Because they were in a dead-end life, dead-end job.
That's right. Because they wanted something they could give their lives to, because they wanted to do something with their lives that they thought could make a difference.
Wow. It's not danger. Danger isn't what's stopping them. It's the idea of success.
And mission.
And mission.
Mission,
very
that's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We see that over and over. And so, you know, men just basically, they want to make a difference. I want to make a difference, don't
yep,
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want
do.
My life to count, don't you? To
yes.
To do something worthwhile. I want it to matter that I've walked across the face of the planet. I don't want to be some shooting star that streaked across the sky one night and then disappeared. You know, I want my life to count. And I think every man listening feels the same way.
You know, and I think our life as Christ followers, we have significance by virtue of who we belong to. I do think that when we are building with men, we're building into men, we're tapped into something that is, we get something from that when we're not only enjoying our position in Christ, but actually applying that position by building into others.
Hmm. That's well said. I think basically apart from Jesus Christ, life has no meaning. John chapter 15 verse 5, that Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Right.
And what, of course, he meant was anything of significance, anything that's really worthwhile.
Boy, that's the truth. You know, and he also said, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Mm-hmm. So similar to Shackleton, I think Jesus understood that the men that he was calling out to follow him needed a challenge, needed it up front that this was going to cost you everything you had, yet the opportunity for success to follow the King of Kings and Lord
right.
of Lords, that's,
well,
that's,
like that.
That's worthy mission.
You know, I want to be part of something that's going somewhere.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of God, that's something that's going somewhere.
Hey, Pat, we're grateful for you, grateful for your stirring our minds in this direction. We're going to go on to part two next week as we're talking about your weekly briefing. I direct the men today to our website, mantomanexpress.com. Hey, drop us an email. Let us know that you're connecting with these weekly briefings as well. We'd love to hear from you. Pat, thank you, and look forward to our time again next week.
Awesome. 10-4, and we'll see you then.